This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, you look at the overnight markets and there's some life there. Pretty interesting market. This week you've had a little bit of give and take. It's not like we've been straight up by any means, but getting a little bit of a tailwind, if you will, from this wheat market. It's something I've talked about here quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. Sure looks to me like wheat was had the potential. A lot of times in the doldrums, whenever you really struggle to get the corn and bean markets to take that next move higher, sometimes the wheat market leads the way, and I think that could be the case. I mean, the biggest stuff going on as far as wheat's concerned, of course, we all know the Russian wheat crop kind of went into dormancy in poor shape, but then they're talking some pretty extreme weather over there as far as really cold temps on their winter wheat crop without a whole lot of snow cover, and we know what that can look like, especially for the world's largest exporter. So a wheat market, it's 15, 16 cents as you and I speak, which has drugged the bean market up to double-digit gains, and corn's up 5. So a pretty nice start here.
Matt, when you think about the WASDE report from earlier this week, did any of the changes for South America line up with what we've kind of understood about what the weather has done for South America so far this growing season?
The interesting thing on the report, of course, as you know, Mark, no changes whatsoever for the U.S. balance sheets for corn and beans. But you look over, to South America and you take the bean crop down in Argentina, 3 million tons. I think that was necessary because USDA was probably a little too high at 52 last month. So you take the Argentine crop down, but they made no adjustment as far as Brazil's soybean crop.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn up 5 3/4 at 4.99 1/4. March soybeans up 11 even at 10.41 even. March soybean meal up 3.10 at 2.95.80. March soybean oil up 42 cents at 46.67. March oats up 6 1/4 at 3.38 even. On the Merck, February live cattle down 25 cents at 1.99.30. March feeder cattle down 5 cents at 2.67.92. April lean hogs up 80 cents at 93.90. April pork cutout unchanged at 96.10, and Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at 20.34. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.